Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now today we're talking about my just got back trip from Wisconsin. And I know what everyone's saying, Doc Phil. She must have eaten a lot of cheese.
Well, people think of Wisconsin, they think of cheese. They think of cheddar cheese, yellow cheese, white cheese, and just, you know, cheese.
Well, we did have a little bit of cheese, but we had so many other delicious meals. I mean, I had a chance to go to a restaurant called Lake Street Cafe, which is a California-style bistro restaurant with a wood-fire pizza oven and all kinds of delicious foods. But what they're really known for is their wine selection. They have hundreds of bottles for you to select from all of these different options. And they have received the Wine Spectator's Award of Excellence from 2003 to 2014. So you know they've got some great wines there.
Well, they do. I mean, it's great to go to a place like that because almost every place makes pizza their own meal. Pizza gets adopted into every region, and you put the little peculiarities in it, and it's a great meal. It's inexpensive, and if you've got a wood fired oven, it's fantastic.
And, you know, they probably have some really good cheese on it. Absolutely. But then, you know, we had a chance to go to a couple of other places, too. I love the name of this restaurant. It's called Off the Rail. I just love that name. Now, it's located in Elkhart Lake, right in the village there. It's the original railroad depot, so that's where it gets its name from. It's a cozy little spot with a lot of tasty things on the menu, and you can spend a lot of time reading the different placards and signs that they have around the restaurant on the wall. Some really, really funny ones. And then one night, I had a warm, fuzzy, really festive type drink. It's called a winter drink, and it was a coffee drink at Paddock Club Cafe. Really good. It also had a Christmas sugar cookie on it, so I was really happy. Coffee and a cookie.
I can't beat that. And if you're, you know, you can also do an Irish coffee as well, so you get both the whiskey and you get the coffee.
That is true. That's true. But now I must tell you, and I tell everyone else too, because people probably can't believe this, the highlight of my trip, though, was taking a class, a cooking class, at the hotel where we stayed. And, wow, I learned how to cook a lot of things. We had a really, really extensive menu there. We had salad niçoise, consommé. We learned how to make French bread, baguettes. I mean, it was all kinds of things. I cooked steak. It was really, really good. But now I want the chef to tell a little bit about that, because I had a chance to have a conversation with the chef there, and he talks about all of the things that you can do, all of the menu items there. And that's Chef Benjamin Sommerfeld at Lola's Restaurant.
We have a cooking school, and it's so much fun. We do five courses, so we'll go and sit down, and we'll talk about techniques, go over how to cook cut a carrot. And we were cutting the carrot with a chef's knife. So I was teaching you how to use a chef's knife, how to properly use a chef knife without cutting any part of you and just making sure you're cutting the carrot. So we start with that. We go through and we do wonderful things. Like we do a soup, we do a salad, we do a couple entrees, bread, a dessert. And then what we do is we'll cook it. We'll work on getting it all together. And then you sit down. We turn the lights down a little bit. We go and open a bottle of wine, and we go and enjoy the meal. I will go and finish up those courses for you while you sit down and enjoy. It's a lot of fun. I like the cooking school. I think it's a lot of fun to do. It's not just if you don't know how to cook, you can still have a fun time. If you know how to cook very well, you'll still learn a lot of wonderful new techniques. It's L'École de la Maison. It's the cooking school, French cooking school, the school of the hotel. And it's all based on French cuisine. So in French cuisine, it's all about technique. It's all about adding flavor. And those recipes, they might look intimidating at first, mm-hmm. but there's so much that you can learn from each one of those different recipes.
Well, you know, it seems like French cooking is at the basis of a lot of cooking. Why is that?
Well, I just think the French know how to do it right. You know, it's just they do a great job at it. Their culture, they live for their food. They sit down, they have these wonderful meals. They have little courses with lots of wonderful flavors, and it's something that we've done and brought into the different countries of America. We've taken their French cuisine and done our own thing with it. I think it's this amazing thing that what France has done for our culinary industry. Well, it started out when I was a kid. You know, I cooked with my grandma. I cooked with my mom. My mom said that she still has an indentation on her hip from where she would hold me for when she was cooking. The only way to keep me calm was to keep her on my, I was on her hip when I was cooking. So I learned there. I learned from my grandmother. I went to school, and I didn't really think that this is what I wanted to do. And I was going to school, and I was like, you know, I don't want to sit down and just sit the rest of my life. I want to do something. And so I got my degree, and I went and I started cooking, and I just loved it. And that's where I went to Le Cordon Bleu, because I wanted to go to France. That was my whole plan, was go to Le Cordon Bleu where you could go to France. And so I went to France, did two internships, and then I've been around at some of the prestigious resorts and hotels in the country. It's been an amazing journey. I didn't think it was going to start with me being on my mom's hip and cooking, you know. That was really the foundation of my cooking, and then what I've done since. It's something I've always loved, but just didn't at first realize that was what I was going to do. So it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun. Well, Lola's on the Lake, we focus a lot on our, during the summer we have our own organic garden. So we use a lot of organic produce. We use a lot of local meats, local fishes. That's not a word, fish. We use a lot of local fish. We try to use as much from our area as possible, and using those classic techniques, everything's done from scratch. Everything's done from scratch, and we do our own specials, and it changes seasonally, so we'll do 4 or 5 menus a year. It's a lot of fun down at Lola's, and you have that wonderful view of the lake. Yeah. It's a collaboration. We have a wonderful team, a wonderful kitchen team down at Lola's that we work together and trying to come together with new ideas, and then we'll go work on the recipe, and we'll continue to grow and develop. And every time that we think that we're kind of there, we're not there, and we keep on moving and trying to make it better. So that it's a culmination of everybody working together.
Sounds like a great teamwork. But now you mentioned also to an organic garden. So it's here on property. So what are some of the things that you're growing, and can you grow year round?
We grew almost 10,000 pounds of produce last year. 10,000 pounds. And we have potatoes and squash and tomatoes. Heirloom tomatoes were just amazing this year. Anything that grows in Wisconsin, we had in that garden. Mm-hmm. It was so much fun. And everything started popping up around August. And it was specials everywhere using the garden. It was an incredible experience. We've gotten better at it every year. So we developed the menus so that way about halfway through the summer, we start utilizing the ingredients that we're getting out of the garden. And then when we get into the fall menu, we're utilizing the ingredients that are from the fall part of the menu. Fall part of the garden. Mm-hmm. So it really, we really think about that garden when we're developing our menus.
Now, I know during the summer it's really, really busy with a lot of activities and things going on. So do you have a special summer menu then that you maybe are using some of the things from the garden? Or are you really trying to focus on the clientele that's coming in during the summer months, which is probably lots of families as well, right?
We do have some families. Families do come in to Lola's on the Lake. Mm-hmm. They come into the Osthoff as a whole. I mean, it's a family-oriented resort, so there's always families here. But the summer menu works with that, with a garden. It mm-hmm. works with all your local produce. So we're always, you know, we're not trying to go too far away to get this. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what we base our menu on.
Well, it sounds great. I'm looking forward to tomorrow evening. But now tell me, what is your favorite? Maybe not even on the menu, but what is your favorite food to eat? When you're sitting down at home, you're ready to kind of go, I want my favorite. What goes in that blank?
Well, you know, when I get home, I don't cook a lot. You know, we cook all day. I cook 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. You know, when you get home, you're kind of done. Mm-hmm. But I really love prime rib. If I can make a beautiful prime rib, that's definitely one of my favorites at home. I don't make it that often. Mm-hmm. I cook for my family a lot, so mm-hmm. we do a lot of fresh foods for the family, a lot of vegetables, and we have our own little garden home. So we go and we're going and picking stuff from the garden and making it for dinner. So that's what I enjoy doing when I get home.
Well, what's on your holiday table, like Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Well, Thanksgiving, you got to have turkey. You know, you got to have a ham from Newski's. You know, we really stay with what's the classics, and you know, it's the tradition. My mom used to make clam dip, so that clam dip's passed down, and we still make clam dip at every. You have to have it at every meal, at every holiday gathering.
Every holiday, yep, yeah.
Yes. So I mean, you still use the traditions, but we take those. I've taken those kind of ideas of the stuffing and the turkey that we've always done, and just. You know, with learning how to do it over the years, how to do it better, and you mm-hmm. know, having a really juicy turkey. We do the same thing with the cooking school. We teach Thanksgiving classes. We teach a Christmas class, so we can go and you learn how to do those kind of things. You learn how to go and cook a goose correctly. You learn how to cook a duck correctly. We have a lot of new classes that we're doing. We have one where we're doing Lola's on the Lake Secret Recipes. So we're teaching some of our favorite classics. Wisconsin Roots, where we're teaching some of the very classic Wisconsin dishes. Mm-hmm. German Heritage next year for the holiday market. We're going to be doing a German Heritage class. So we'll be teaching about the German food, Spätzle, Schnitzel, those kind of things. So there's a lot of things coming down the pipeline. We're going to be doing a wine pairing. So we'll be doing a vintner. We'll be coming. We're hoping to get from overseas to come over and to do a big wine dinner. So there's a lot of things in store for us.